Hey, Dwayne Johnson here from the new movie, Race to Witch Mountain. And you're watching
The Jared Show. Welcome to The Jared Show, Episode 2. Last time, we had Ben 10 and Paul Bunyan on the program, but today's episode is very special indeed. Our very special guest is none other than the one, the only, the freshest prince in Bel-Air, Will Smith. Wait, no, never mind. It's actually Prince Hamlet and company. Wait and stay tuned for Paul Bunyan after the main show. Hamlet, the man himself. Come on in.
I don't want to be here.
Okay, cool. Now, on to my questions. It's called The Jared Show for a reason. So, you've been in some deep depression recently, right?
Well, my father's brother, you see, he murdered him in his sleep, and I'm the only one who knows about it, and ever since I was a young boy, it's been like he's been invincible.
Okay, cool. So, would you describe your personality in a, how do I say this, a downward spiral?
I don't think that I would. My slow mental decline, causing me to act like a crazy person, was mostly a ruse to make my mother and uncle underestimate me. And it seems like it worked, and they think I'm cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs right now.
So, let me get this straight. You're not cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs?
I don't think so.
Huh. Anyway, you're well known for your to be or not to be soliloquy. Could you elaborate on what you meant when you said to be or not to be?
That sentence was just talking about whether I wanted to live or if I wanted to die. The entire soliloquy was me discussing the pros and cons of living or dying.
Could you give us some examples?
Well, in death, one gets the chance to sleep forever, to not have to deal with the trials and tribulations that come in the adventure of life.
Okay, well that's
But one also gets to perhaps experience dreams that will never come from living all day. And it seems to be such an irresistible proposition, at least on its surface. Could anyone even imagine what dreams could occur if we were to finally enter the eternal sleep? I think not. But there are good things to life as well.
Hey, let's get back on
top. Who is to say that the dream that we experience in the afterlife are not just nightmares forever? There is no way of knowing what will come after I kill myself.
Next question. How did you decide
to... Not that thinking of this right now is really going to help me in the long run. The thing that matters is me killing my uncle and avenging my father.
Thank you, Hamlet. Can we get him out of here? Next person. Please welcome the, well-known King of the Danes, King Claudius. So, there have been accusations that your brother's, untimely death may have been caused by you?
So you're saying that I acquired some sort of hemlock poison and snuck into my brother's room at night and poured said poison into his ear, causing his death?
I didn't say that at all.
Well, this sure seems like a hacky program to me. I see what you're doing here. You're just like the media. You're spreading your bias to your massive audience just to make me look guilty.
Massive audience? Buddy, only an English class is gonna listen to this.
Well, I have one thing to say to you, buddy.
Cut the mics!
Fuck!
Hello. Welcome to the new advertisement. I'm a sponsor for The Jared Show, okay? Guess who I am? I'm Jared, from Jared's Sword Emporium. You ever wanted to protect yourself, but haven't wanted to buy a gun? Well, I've got just the thing for you, buddy. I've got swords. Long swords. Broad swords. Short swords. Any kind of sword you want. I've got anything. Listen. Many people need to be prepared to take the life of someone who's trying to take theirs, okay? You ever worried that your ex's brother is trying to kill you with a poisoned sword? Well, guess what? You can get him first, and before he poisons you. But that's going to be useless. Guess what? Have you ever had a fencing instructor start to get a little mouthy on you, huh? Guess what? I've got a sword for you. Don't worry. Anything you want. Jared's Sword Emporium. 6 to 8. Weekdays. Thank you. Well, we've got our next guest up here, a ghost? Wait, is he here? Huh. Okay, well, let's start with the questions, I suppose. So, when you found out that your brother poisoned you in the ear, did that hit you hard?
It hurts, man. It hurts real bad, man. It's like a betrayal of the highest order or something, dude. It was a stab in the back, man.
So, he didn't poison you? He stabbed you in the back?
metaphorical, man.
I see. So, when you were, alive, you killed King Fortinbras on the battlefield. How'd you achieve such a monumental victory over a common Norwegian enemy?
Well, like, I, just had a bigger army than he did, dude. It's super scary afterwards, though. Makes you... Do you know how stressful it is to have to live with the son of your enemy plotting against you? Makes you wonder about the mortality of man, man. Young Fortinbras was my biggest fear, and yet it was my own blood that killed me. It's even worse that my brother, wife, and son all died. My crown just went to Fortinbras anyway.
This is some damn good coffee. Jamie, did you make this coffee? This is the best coffee I've ever had. Huh. Anyway, what'd you say?
Just, discussing the psychological complexity of my family's story. How we can just be staying on this world when we all know it's a temporary abode, man.
I'm sorry. I'm so sorry. This coffee is just way too good to pass up, man. Anyway, on to our next guest. Okay, Mr. Smith. Gertrude, come on into the studio.
Great to be here.
So, to start off with our questions, I've heard that Hamlet doesn't really respect you much these days. Why do you think this is?
What kind of question is that? My silly little Hamlet does respect me. He loves me very much, and he would never disrespect me.
Yeah, but my notes here say that he yelled at you, screamed at you, you know, he cornered you in your room and told you that you were an incestuous queen?
An incestuous queen? He would never! He just loves playing games with people. He's quite a good actor, if you ask me. He sure had me convinced he was actually crazy.
But what if he wasn't acting? I spoke with him earlier, and it seemed like he wasn't quite just acting.
Well, he seems fine to me. He just likes to talk skulls and other crazy stuff.
Well, that's cool. We'll be right back to the interviews after a message from our sponsor. Have you ever had a political enemy that you just can't seem to get rid of, but he trusts you way too much? Guess what? I'm from Tourism England, and I'm here to recommend you the English prison system. Don't worry, we'll only execute people if you send us a forged letter saying that we want to that you want us to execute them. Anyone you want. You want your son to be sent to England and then die? Gotcha. You want your son's former friends to be sent to England and then your son kills them? You got it. Anything you want. We'll kill him. Any political dissidents you have, Vladimir Putin, please call me. Thank you very much. This is Tourism England. Ah, Ophelia, come on in. Oh my God. What is it now?
My father, he's dead. Killed in cold blood at the hands of Prince Hamlet.
You should go talk to someone about that. I'm no therapist. I'm just a podcast host. Just explain to me what got you to this point.
Well, Hamlet and I have been off and on again for a while now. But his downward spiral is just too much for me to deal with. He told me to go to a nunnery. A nunnery! How rude is that?
Huh.
I'm sorry. And he stabbed my poor father without even looking at his face, dragged his poor body around the castle, and hid his body.
Okay. Well, let's get Hamlet in here.
I have absolutely zero regrets.
No regrets for being rude and sexist towards me? For killing my father and threatening my brother? Eventually stabbing him? Nothing?
You crazy woman. I'm surprised you're as attractive as you are with a rat for a father.
You take that back!
Take what back? I only speak the truth.
Not to bulge in here too much, but you're acting like a completely different person right now, Hamlet.
Exactly what I was talking about. He's not sane. He is cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs.
You take that back, wench.
You call my father a rat when you're the snake that killed him.
I mean, I wouldn't have had to go full on pest control on him if he hadn't been spying on my mother and I.
Just because a man is caught eavesdropping doesn't mean you stab him.
It's not like I really knew it was Polonius. It was an accident. I thought it was Claudius, and I thought the opportunity had presented itself.
You hear that, Gertrude? He is crazy. Listen to him yelling at Ophelia, much like he yelled at you.
My little boy is only playing, Claudius. He is not crazy.
You tell that murderous pig.
Murderous? You still on about that? I did not kill your father.
You totally did, man. You put, like, poison in my ear, dude. Not cool, bro.
Hamlet? What are you doing here?
Dead, Gertrude. Wasn't even dead for 2 months before you slept with that pig.
Hamlet, I...
Don't let this lost spirit get to you. There's a reason you didn't go to heaven.
Oh, pull him up, man. Let's throw these hands.
Oh, it's on, you semi-permanent son of a...
I apologize to the audience. I did not intend for this show to turn into the Dr. Phil show so quickly. Well, since that sad excuse of a family is officially out of the studio and in the hands of police, without further ado, I give you the one and only... Paul Bunyan.
Yup, it's me, Paul Bunyan, and my big blue ox babe. Ha ha ha, calm down, buddy.
We'll be right back to what Paul thinks the situation politically will be in 2020.